Hello, this is Robert Cole, and I'm here to do a podcast about NVDA 12.3, the latest version, and CopyTrans Manager, the latest version, on a Windows 7 64-bit computer. Let me go to the desktop.
Contain folder view list, CopyTrans Manager 23 of 38.
Okay. CopyTrans Manager is a free program that you can use to manage your iPhone, iPod, or iPad. You can copy music to your iPhone. Not only music, you can copy ringtones, videos, even applications. And I will show you how to do this using NVDA. Okay, I'm on the desktop, and CopyTrans Manager is highlighted. I press Enter.
CopyTrans Manager combo box collapsed. Player pane, edit multi-line, blank.
Okay, now when you hear it says player, for some reason it's out of focus, so I just minimize to the desktop.
Pane, folder view list, CopyTrans Manager 23 of 38.
And then we'll alt-tab back to the program, and we should hear it say something like combo box 1. iPhone 4S. That's the name of my iPhone 4S. Okay.
CopyTrans Manager combo box 1. iPhone 4 is collapsed.
And here we go. Now, from here, the iPhone 4S combo box, I will press Shift Tab.
220 mindless behavior. One girl. 2110034.
And what it's trying to name that is one of the songs on my iPhone. And if to interact with this, I'm not too good on using the correct term for this NVDA's mouse movement, such as, what is it, mouse flat review object and stuff like that. So I just give you directions such as pressing the number, the numpad. Let's press number 8 on the numpad.
220 mindless behavior. One girl. 2110034.
Okay, it named one of the songs on my list. Now we press number 9 on the number pad. We should move down the list of songs and books and videos and all that on my iPhone until I get to the right one I want to hear.
23, hook it up, mindless behavior, one girl, 2110.
That's another song.
24, hello, it up, mindless behavior, one girl, 2110.
I'm just pressing the number 9 on the numpad.
25, missing you, mindless behavior, one girl, 2110037. 26, gonna you mindless behavior, one girl. 27, one girl, you mindless behavior. 28, future, you mindless behavior, one girl.
Okay, here you just the name of the song is called Future. Okay, I pressed number 9 till I got to Future. And now, just to be sure, we can press number 5 and see what we get.
Space.
Number 6.
28.
Keep pressing number 6.
Future.
Okay, we can even spell the word if for some reason, like if you didn't hear it, you want to spell it. With number 2,
F.
And then move to the right by pressing number 3.
U, T, U.
Okay, now I want to put the mouse on the word future. I will do so by pressing insert and the slash on the number pad. The slash is located to the right of the num lock. Press insert and slash.
28 future, you mindless behavior, one girl, 2110310.
Okay, and now left click it with the left mouse button.
Left click.
And now that song is highlighted. Now let's right click on it.
Context menu.
And use the down arrow for more options.
Play P.
We use this to play the song.
Add to player D. Edit. CTRLEE.
Edit. We can use this to edit the information such as artist, title, genre, date, album. So on.
Multi-edit, CTRLM unavailable M.
I'm just pressing the down arrow.
Change artwork, CTRLIC. Display duplicates I. Remove from playlist del unavailable R.
This is unavailable, remove from playlist. Because this particular song, I don't think it's in a playlist right now.
Delete from iPod, shift del L.
Delete from iPod. If you want to get rid of the song, just press this. Let's press down arrow.
Add. Enter.
Here we go. Add. If we press add,
open dialog, file name, combo box collapsed, edit alt n, blank.
We get to a open window. Let's shift tab.
Folder view list, family guy cool whip.mp4 not selected.
Okay, you can browse for a folder containing your files. Let me find the file I want.
The Dramatics, All I Want for Christmas is My Baby.mp3.
This is the song I want to hear. All I do is press enter on it.
Copy Trans Manager 10806, never let go.
Okay, let's stop it. Okay, let's do a status, say status line.
Adding tracks to playlist complete. 1, 209.
Okay, it's complete. Now, one way of saving it, because I have the options on the menu settings set to not apply changes immediately, in case, just in case I mess up something and I do something wrong, I don't want it to be immediately saved to my iPhone. If I press Alt F4, the program will remind me to save changes. Let's press tab.
Combo box 1. iPhone 4 is collapsed.
Okay, let's move from here, pressing number 7.
Top 1. iPhone 4s. Top 1. iPhone 4s.
It's the top, so let's move to the right, we're pressing number 9.
Bottom 1. iPhone 4s.
Okay, let's try insert 7.
Copy Trans Manager window 1. iPhone.
And now number 9.
More. Categories, genres, artists, albums, artists, albums, albums.
I'm pressing number 9.
All 4 categories, all 18 genres, all 64 artists, all 47 albums.
Let's go back by pressing number 7.
Categories, genres, more.
More. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
1. iPhone 4's update. Search.
Hear the word search. If we press, if we root the cursor to this search and press insert slash
search
and left click it.
Left click, edit, blank.
Now we're in the edit field. We can type in the name of a song, a video, a ringtone, and find it. Okay, let's move on.
Copy Trans Manager window, more.
Let's press 7.
1. iPhone 4's update.
Let's press, let's look under the settings. It's under the more menu. Let's press number 9 to get back over to more.
More.
And root the cursor to it, insert and slash. And now left click.
Context menu.
Down arrow.
Settings. Online help. Contact and then feedback. About. Settings.
Okay, then back around to settings. Let's press enter and check out the settings menu.
Settings. Auto check for new version. Checkbox checked.
Okay, let's press tab.
Check now button.
Keep tabbing.
Show welcome window on startup. Checkbox not checked.
Not checked. We don't need a welcome screen on startup, so we'll just uncheck that. When you first start using the program, when you run it, that welcome window will open, and you will be landing on a checkbox. Press spacebar to check the box, and then do an Alt F4, and you should be in the program. If you lose focus, go to the desktop with Windows M and Alt Tab back to the program. And then once you get in the program, you can come in here to these settings and make sure that this box here is not checked.
Immediately apply changes to iPod, checkbox not checked.
This is what I was talking about. Immediately applying changes, I uncheck that.
Send errors to copy trans team, checkbox checked. Send anonymous usage statistics to copy trans team, checkbox not checked. Reset button. Restore button. Language button. Consolidate button. Advanced settings button. Auto check for new version, checkbox checked.
Okay, we're back to the top. I'll press Alt F4 to close settings.
Copy Trans Manager, edit, blank.
Let's press number 8 on the numpad to get a visual of where we are right now.
Blank. Top, blank. Bottom, blank.
Okay, I tried pressing 8, 7, and 9. I just got blank. So let me press insert in 7.
Copy Trans Manager window, more.
Okay, we're still on the more button. Let's try pressing number 7.
1. iPhone 4's update.
Now let's do a save status.
Adding tracks to playlist complete. 1. 298 free. 6.87 GB free after sync. 6.85 GB total. 13.61 GB.
Okay, that was a lot of information, but it was telling me the total size of my iPhone, the empty space, and the space used. Let's go ahead and close the program. Alt F4.
Confirm. Yes button.
And since it's asking me to confirm, do I want to save changes? We just say yes.
Space pressed.
As soon as it finishes updating, the program window will close. Let's do a status line.
No status line found.
Okay, the program window has closed, and NVDA did not warn me that it was closed. Okay, let's go to the desktop.
Pane, folder view list, copy transmanager 23 of 38.
This time, let's try to use the search feature.
Create audit copy transmanager 23 of 38.
Okay, from the desktop shortcut I created here, let's press enter.
Copy transmanager combo box collapsed.
Let's give it time to connect.
Player pane edit multi line blank.
And here we go again. It says player multi line edit blank. Let's just go to the desktop, Windows M or Windows D.
Pane folder view list copy.
And alt tab back to the program.
Copy transmanager combo box 1. iPhone 4 is collapsed.
Okay, let's tab till we get to the search edit box.
Edit blank.
Alright, I did tab once to get to this box. Oh, I know what, let's find the word cat. I got a video on this phone about a yodeling cat. Let's try cat.
C-A-T.
And now we are press tab.
All four categories, all musicicories, all props, iPhone, R applications, R camera roll, all 18 genres, African, all 64 artists, 30, all 47 albums, one girl albums, one.
Keep pressing the tab key here.
87 yodeling cat, no name, no name, 0 o'clock, 3, 2012.12.21854.
That's it. Yodeling cat. Okay, now we need to put the mouse over here. Let's press number 8 on the numpad.
87 yodeling cat, no name, no name, 0 o'clock, 3, 2012.12.2118.
Okay, that's what we want to be. Okay. And we can read it character by pressing 1, 2, and 3 on the numpad. Let's try number 2.
Space.
Let's try number 3.
8, 7, space, Y, O, D,
okay.
E, L, I.
Let's put the mouse, root mouse, with the insert and slash on the numpad.
87 yodeling cat, no name, no name, 0 o'clock, 3, 2012.12.21854.
Now to make sure it's selected, we can press left mouse button.
Left click.
And now let's right click on it.
Context menu.
And down arrow.
Play P. Add to player, D. Play P.
Let's play a little bit of it.
Media player Vizio.
Dashing through the snow, one horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, oh, laughing all the
player
way.
Player edit multi line, blank 16%.
Let's press F2 to stop. And Alt F4 to close the player window.
Copy transmanager 87 yodeling cat, no name, no name, 0 o'clock 3.
Now that video that was just playing was playing from my iPhone. Okay. Now let's move back to the edit window so we can clear it out.
Combo box 1. iPhone 4.
Just press and tab.
Edit selected cat.
Okay.
Blank selection removed.
I deleted the word cat because when you do a search, the file list window will only show what you searched for. In this case, it was just one item on my phone with the word cat. So just only one item in the file list. So I went back to the search field and deleted the word cat. And now if I shift tab.
Combo box 1. iPhone 4 is collapsed.
We get back to the iPhone selection box. Tells the name of the iPhone 1, 4S. Well, not the name, but the type. Now if I shift tab once more.
18 copy. Paste Dickie Simmons.
That's one of the files. I mean one of the music songs I have in my iPhone. And if you press down arrow, if you could see the screen, the highlighted item in my file list is going down the list, but NVDA will not speak even if I use insert tab,
unknown 18 copy, paste Diddy Simmons,
is naming the first song on the list. And right now I'm down middle ways the list and it's pressing up, down. I cannot get it to speak. The only way you can get it to speak is to press number 8 and it should select, say the first item here. You see number 8 on the numpad.
163 Young Money Girl Lie. No name, 0.
And if you want to move up and down the list, 7 will move up, 9 will move down. Let's move up using number 7.
Top 163 Young Money Girl Lie.
Okay, it's the top, so let's move down using number 9.
164 11 G Money Girl Lie. 165 B2K Jingle Bells Lie. No name, 0 o'clock.
And let's press number 9 to continue moving down the list.
166 Baby Rap 2 Bells No Name. 167 Be Right 2 Bells Lie.
All of these are ringtones right now. Let's do a search. Let's press tab.
Combo box 1. iPhone 4 is collapsed.
Okay, from the combo box giving you the type of your iPhone or device, which, whether it's an iPod or iPad, we would press tab.
Edit blank.
And back to the edit box. Let's just type in the word Christmas.
C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S.
And then do a shift tab.
Combo box 1. iPhone 4 is collapsed.
Now shift tab again.
288 what you want for.
Okay, now press number 8 on the numpad.
288 what you want for. 69 boys no name 0.
And number 9 moved down this list. It's just showing me all the files with the word Christmas in it.
289 Christmas comes me, Charles Brown Sharp. 290 please come home. 291 all I want for cry. 292 shake up Christmas. Natasha Bedingfield shake up Christmas. 2011 0031.
Let's say this is the one I want. To select it, remember we will do insert and slash.
292 shake up Christmas. Natasha Bedingfield shake up Christmas. 2011 0031.
And to now left click on it.
Left click.
And now let's right click.
Right context menu.
And down arrow.
Play P. Add to player. Edit. CTRLEE.
Let's check the edit properties on this one.
Tag editor. Tab control. General tab selected.
Now, use the tab key.
General property page. Edit. Selected. Shake up Christmas.
Okay, that's the title. Let's press tab again.
Edit. Selected. Natasha Bedingfield.
Artist. Let's keep pressing tab.
Edit. Selected. Shake up Christmas.
That's the album.
Edit. Blank.
I don't know what that is.
Edit selected Christmas.
This is the genre. I chose Christmas instead of something like country, R&B, blues. I put the word Christmas so I can search also by genres and choose Christmas. That'll show me all my Christmas music. Let's press escape to close the edit window.
Copy trans manager. 288 what you want for. 69 boys no name 003. 289 Christmas comes be.
Let's continue moving down the list with number 9 on the numpad.
289 Christmas comes me, Charles Brown shot. 290 please come home. 291 all I want for cry, Mariah Carey no name NC. 20. 292 shake up Christmas. 293 oh holy night Christmas. Chris. 294 Christmas ain't CHR. OJ says music LD no name. 295 this Christmas CHR. Chris Renusic LD. 296 Christmas with my mindless behavioral. 298 all I want for cry, the dramatixial day dramatic Christ. Blank.
Okay, that's the bottom.
Bottom, blank.
Let's move up the list by pressing number 7 on the numpad.
298 all I want for cry, the dramatic serial date. 290 please come home. 289 Christmas. 288 what you want for. Stop. 288 what you want for. 6.
Okay, and now we back on the top. And by the way, those numbers you hear, like 294, 298, that's just the way the program labeled the music. I don't know why it just does that. Okay. Let's press shift tab.
All 47 albums, one girl albums, 1, 18, 2012, ums back, 2 columns back to loves.
Shift tab again.
All 64 artists, 13-year-olds, 69 boys, old school.
Shift tab.
All 18 genre. Rob's iPhone. Our applications are capped.
Okay, when you heard the name of my iPhone, Rob's iPhone, we are back on what you can call the device list or the source list. And from here, let's press number 8 on the numpad.
Rob's iPhone.
Okay, Rob's iPhone. Now to move down this list, press number 9.
Our applications.
Now, it should have just said applications. For some reason, it's saying our applications. But that's just your applications. Let's press number 9.
Our camera roll.
That's the camera roll.
Our Anthony Hamilton.
That's a... It should say Anthony Hamilton. It's a playlist. Now, from here all the way down, it's just different playlists I have on my iPhone. Let's move back up using number 7.
Our camera roll. Our applications.
Applications. Let's check this out. We need to make sure that we can put the mouse on the word applications. So let's first do the number 3 to read characters.
R-A-P-P-L-I-C-A-T-I-O-N.
Okay, that's the applications. Insert slash.
Our applications.
And left click it.
Left click.
Now let's try shift tab.
All one genre, Rob's iPhone, our applications, all one categories, all app, edit, selected Christmas, combo box 1, iPhone 4 is collapsed.
Wait a minute, we forgot to do, delete the word Christmas out of the edit field. Let's go back.
Edit, selected Christmas,
delete.
Land, selection removed.
Okay, now we'll, let's go shift tab.
Combo box 1, iPhone 4 is collapsed. 1 access world, no name, 0 o'clock, 2 tic-tac field, no.
Okay, now, NVDA will read all of that, but we want to press number 8 on the numpad.
1 access world, no name, 0 o'clock.
Access world, that's one of my applications. Now, go down the list of applications, we can press number 9.
2 tic-tac field, no name, 0. 3 my way light, no name, no. 4 quick record, no name, no. 5 BLBK record, no. 6 fruit ninja, no name, no. 7 holy bibbler, no name. 8 QR reader, no name. 9 voicebook, no name, no name. 10 tune and radio, no name, 0.
Okay, that's enough. Let's say we want to check out. Let's go on down to this person number 9.
11 MapQuestio, no name, 0.
MapQuest. Let's say this, we want to select this application. Let's do insert slash.
11 MapQuestio, no name, 0 o'clock.
And left click it.
Left click.
Now, from here, we can right-click on it.
Right context menu. Play P.
Well, we can't play our app. Let's go down the list.
Add to player, D. Edit, CTRLE unavailable E. Multi-edit, seat change artwork. Display duplicates I. Remove from playlist del unavailable R. Delete from iPod shift del L.
Delete from iPod or iPhone. If we press enter on this, this will delete the application from the phone. Yes, it will give you a warning. Are you sure you want to delete this? You just press yes. And that's how you delete applications. Same way in, on anything. Ringtones, videos, music. I'll just press escape to close this menu.
Copy Trans Manager. 1 access world. No name, 0 o'clock, 2 tic-tac field, no name.
Okay. Like I said, pressing up and down while you're in the list of files, you get no feedback. It would be great if somebody from NVDA or somebody can write scripts to help us out with this. But you can get around very well, like I said, using the mouse keys on the numpad. Let's press number 7 on the numpad.
Top 1 access world, no name, 0 o'clock.
And we back on the top. The first application listed is access world. Okay, let's press tab.
Combo box 1. iPhone 4 is collapsed.
Let me back to the combo box, naming my type of iPhone 4S. Let's do another tab.
Edit blank.
That brings you to the edit box, where you can type in a search. Just remember, after you get through searching for something, come back to the edit box and delete whatever's in that box.
All one categories, all applications. Rob's iPhone, our applications, our camera roll, our Anthony.
When you hear the name of the iPhone, Rob's iPhone, you know you're back on your device list. And to navigate it, you can use your 7, move forward, backward, 8 to say the current, which is
Rob's iPhone.
Rob's iPhone, a 9 to move down the list, applications, and camera roll, and your different playlists.
Our applications, our camera roll.
Okay, let's move back to Rob's iPhone by pressing number 7.
Our applications. Rob's iPhone.
And let's make sure it's selected by pressing insert slash.
Rob's iPhone.
And left click it.
Left click.
Now let's right click on it.
Context menu.
And use your down arrow.
Rename playlist. Unavailable R.
That's unavailable. Because we don't want to rename our phone. Okay, let's down arrow.
Delete playlist del unavailable D. Delete playlist and tracks from iPod shift del unavailable E. Display duplicates I. Add playlist. Enter.
Add playlist. If we press enter here, we would get a edit field where you can type in a name for your playlist. And once you do that, you can move over to the empty spot in your file list and add files to it. Okay, let's press escape because I don't want to create a new playlist right now.
Copy Trans Manager. Rob's iPhone. Our applications. Our camera roll. Our Anthony Amilto. Our CeeLo Greenalto. Our Chris Masson.
And it's naming everything on that list. I don't know why it's doing that because everything is not highlighted. I guess that's it for right now. So I hope I gave you a good description to try to get you to understand what this program is all about. Copy Trans Manager is a free program to add, delete, manage anything on your iPhone, iPod, or iPad. If you do not have iTunes installed on your computer, you will need to install the Copy Trans Manager, which is Copy Trans drivers. But if you already have iTunes, you don't need any drivers. Just download this program and start using it. You can get it in a zip file with just the .exe application, or you can download it as an installer. I just use the application from the zip file. Just unzip it, press enter on the application, and run the program. If you have any questions, you can email me at musicmaker365@gmail.com, spelling musicmaker 365@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
You can also leave a voicemail by calling 206-426-3505.